So the Sixers, with a big road win last night, their first win of the year against a team that a lot of people thought, well, maybe the Indiana Pacers are slightly ahead of the Sixers. We don't know. But resounding result last night as the Sixers played very well. And our next guest has really been a contributor. 12 points for him last night, 23 minutes, 3 for 6 from 3, 4 for 8 from the field. Playing pretty well so far, and the fans are liking him. Let's welcome in Landry Shamet to the show. Landry, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Talk to me about this NBA experience now. You kind of have come from nowhere. I don't know how many people were expecting you to play as confidently as you have been. How have you seen this, the NBA coming in from college?
It's been very different, obviously. You know, the NBA is super different from the college landscape, you know, just from the scheduling standpoint, from preparation, from, you know, obviously the heightened talent and athleticism. So it's all different. It's been a learning experience for me. I only got to play like 10 minutes in summer league. So, you know, I really was kind of thrown into just training camp essentially. But I mean, it's been good. I've been lucky to have like good vets around me, forming good relationships with our coaching staff. They made it easy for me to learn as quickly as possible. My whole thing's just been trying to pick up on things as fast as I can. And I think so far the transition's been pretty good for me.
Well, it's not easy to come into the NBA and play with some confidence. And you have, like, from the jump, not been afraid to let it fly. And normally rookies are, you know, shy away a little bit. But where'd you get this dose of confidence coming in?
Well, I think, you know, that's the biggest thing for me was knowing that's what, you know, I was kind of brought here to do. And that's what I've been doing my whole life. I'm a shooter. I know that. And that's where I'm comfortable. And then also on top of that, you know, in practice and stuff leading up to the season starting, if there was any open look that I passed up on, you know, Coach Brown would get on me and be like, what the heck you doing, man? You got to shoot the ball. Like, so the fact that they've instilled that confidence in me and have made it apparent that they, you know, have confidence in me to do the things that I do and shoot the ball. You know, Joel will get mad at me on a handoff if I don't shoot the ball, or Ben will get on me. Like, they're all, you know, they're all really, really good and supportive and kind of empower me to, you know, be aggressive and play with confidence.
I noticed early on that you were kind of a spot-up guy, and you got the spots on the floor, and you got the rock because you had some really good penetrators on the team. But I'm seeing you hit it off the bounce. Like, you're going around a defender and then squaring up. Is that represent a little growth since the beginning of the year?
I think more so that just represents me getting more comfortable within our offense and finding my spots. You know, I've also been watching JJ a ton and been working with him. So kind of seeing how he's effective within our offense, and trying to replicate that as much as possible, knowing when I come in that my role is kind of to carry on what he does, when he's on the floor, when I sub in for him. So just try to get my looks just like he does, just really study him and how he goes about, you know, being effective without the ball and making plays with the ball.
Talking to Landry Shamet, rookie guard for the Sixers. Sixers win last night over Indiana. How big of a win was that for the team after, you know, coming up with the Ziggy on the road so far?
Yeah, man, it was huge. And we knew that coming in, we had to get one. And it was kind of, yeah, I know for me personally, it was biting at me knowing that was kind of our weak point. And I know how important it is to win on the road. So I think, you know, it felt really, really good. I caught myself breathing a sigh of relief post game, knowing, like, you know, that we finally got one and got off the snide. And, I think it's just really opened my eyes, especially as a rookie, that, you know, just the constant, you know, team effort it takes to win on the road, and how much more you have to give to win on the road in the NBA. It's really good teams, and anybody can beat anybody any given night. So,
Landry, you said that the NBA is different. Obviously, it's a transition. What is the biggest difference that you see? Is it the speed? Is it defending that speed? Is it moving with the ball against that speed? What is it exactly?
I think it's just the size across the board, size, athleticism, and the immense skill that guys have across the board. There's no real matchup in the NBA where you can take a possession off and on defense. You know, there's guys that are threats. Offensively, that's what got him there to the NBA. So I think the defensive end is first and foremost the biggest change, especially with all the schemes and stuff. It's very different from, you know, I played at kind of an old school style program at Wichita State, and the NBA is, is very, very different from that. So, it's been different overall, just different styles of basketball and learning, and but it's been good.
You know, it's funny because in baseball, you talk to baseball guys that come up from college and they're using metal bats and the adjustment is to wood bat. Your three-point shot in college is a little different than the three-point shot in the NBA. And a lot of people don't realize the strength it really takes to let that go freely. Was that something that you had to adjust to, and how did you do that?
Well, it was on my mind pre-draft and you know, like once I decided I wasn't going to go back to school and I was going to do the NBA thing, obviously you want to get up a ton of NBA threes and work on that. But when I went back and looked at the film of, you know, my college season, I found myself shooting a lot more of those threes than I had thought, you know, just naturally through the flow of our offense. Those were some of the threes I would take. They'd be deeper like that. So it hasn't been that difficult of a transition. And shooting's kind of, you know, it's what I've done. And just having confidence and trusting my preparation, knowing that I'm a shooter and I'm a good one, and you know, that goes a long way. So it was, you know, something to get used to at first. It didn't take long, but after maybe like a week this spring, it was fully comfortable, and I'm easy with it.
Well, I tell you what, it's been refreshing to Sixer fans to see you willing to take the shot. You know, listen, you have a couple great players in your backcourt, and they've been reluctant to shoot the ball as freely as you have. Do you have any, I mean, you converse with those guys? And first of all, it's got to be easy to play with Ben Simmons. But one of the things people are talking about with Ben, he's just not pulling the trigger, and Markel's reluctant to pull the trigger, whereas you don't seem to be reluctant to pull the trigger at all. Do you understand that dynamic? Do you talk to them? Do they talk to you about it? Like, how's that work?
I'm not their shooting coach by any means. I'm not going to try to be. Everybody's jump shot's different. I know me personally, when I get generic advice on my jump shot, it kind of annoys me from a couple people just because everybody's different, you know. So I'm not going to try to coach Ben or coach Markel or anything like that. So my biggest thing is just telling them, just, hey, be a threat. Like, you know, if you're open, you get a look, just take it, you know what I'm saying? So it's more of just being a good teammate and letting them know, like, hey, you know, I want you to shoot the ball if you're open, and keep being aggressive, making plays. And but it's never me trying to tinker with, you know, that's not my place. I'm not here to try to change.
No, I totally get that. In the NBA, where do you think that you will flourish mostly? As a two in this league or a one or a combo?
I mean, a combo, I think that's where the league's going. At any given time, you know, you see multiple primary ball handlers on the floor. And that's kind of how I see myself right now, especially I get to play off the ball a lot, which is fun for me. I enjoy doing that. I'm kind of a natural two. I made the progression over to being a one in college, but naturally I kind of like reading screens and making reads without the ball and stuff like that. So, but I do feel comfortable at either spot, and however coach needs to use me, I feel like I can contribute and be effective either way. So long term, it's hard to tell what I'll more primarily be playing. But I think, especially for this team right now, being a two, they can also make plays with the ball as they get more comfortable in our offense and putting the ball on the floor and making more plays that way. I think that's my role for sure.
All right, last question. You're obviously a native of Kansas. Kansas is a lot different than Philadelphia. What have you noticed about Philadelphia that you like? Like, what's the transition been? And the sports atmosphere here, have you noticed that we're a little crazy about certain sports?
Well, yeah. And for the record, I'm from Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri.
A lot of people get confused, or they see Kansas City and think it's
Kansas City, good city, but it's still not Philly,
right? No, not at all. And it's, you know, like, I'm familiar with kind of city life, I guess, but Philly's way more fast paced and bigger and a lot more going on in that sense off the court and obviously on the court. I got my first taste of Philly fans. I went to the home opener at the Eagles game. So that was awesome. It was a crazy environment. I had chills at, you know, kickoff and stuff. It was nuts. And even, you know, me walking around in public, you know, getting noticed and Philly fans showing love and how passionate they are. And you get mixed interactions. Some fans are super intense and they're like, you know, they recognize you and then they tell you, you know, really intensely, like, y'all better get this win or whatever. Then you get some fans, you know, that are really, you know, supportive and just excited to see a Sixer or whatever. It's been really good, you know, the fan support and just how intelligent and how passionate and how involved the fans are out here is pretty awesome. It's pretty cool.
Are you living in the city or are you where you camped out right now?
Yeah, I'm in the city. I'm in Center City.
Oh,
I caught myself. I said downtown a while ago and I caught some heat on Twitter. I guess that's not a thing out here. I can't say downtown. I'm Center City, so.
Yeah, well, you guys will probably be on the road on will you be back Sunday? No, you'll be back Sunday. You might want to take in that Eagles-Dallas game Sunday night.
Yeah.
You guys get back.
Yeah. I might have to.
No, actually, you're going from Memphis to Miami, so you won't be.
We'll be gone for a while.
Orlando, you're on that Florida jag, listen, it's a delight, man. Thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Landry Shamet.